Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, hello, everybody. I am so excited to be here today. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. We will inspire and encourage you to take your unique and perfect step toward making your dreams an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us to taking inspired action so that we can move closer every day to the life we're meant to live. Again, it's another beautiful week, and I am happy to be here with you all today. We've got a great show. But I've got a couple of things I do want to mention before we talk about the show, which is spring is here. I bet everyone's really excited about that. Although I'll have to say, we'll have to trust that it's right there just behind the rain and snow, depending on where you are. Here it is quite rainy and cloudy and cold, but I know that spring is right behind that. I'm sure I'm one of so many who look forward to spring because for me, it's really a time of new growth and renewal. I always look at spring that way. And so if you can't feel it on your skin yet, just take a little bit of time today to celebrate it in your mind, because no question, it will show up in the temperature soon, which is what I'm looking for. I'm kind of a tropical creature. I absolutely love the warmth and the sun. But also, secondly, I really want to point out, which is I've gotten a few emails that reminded me of this today, which is that today happens to be the first official International Day of Happiness. And what's interesting is essentially 193 United Nations members last year adopted a resolution decreeing March 20th to be the first International Day of Happiness. Isn't that incredible? I mean, to celebrate, people all over the world are actually bringing happiness consciously, purposefully, bringing happiness to others. And you're probably going to find it talked about quite a bit on social media today. And it says that the creation of the International Day of Happiness followed the first ever UN Conference on Happiness and Well-Being in July of 2012. And its World Happiness Report, which called on member states to place a greater focus on the happiness of their citizens and to promote happiness as a universal goal and aspiration in the lives of human beings around the world. Wow. Isn't that incredible? People are now recognizing that progress should be about increasing human happiness and well-being and not just growing the economy at all cost. Wow. I just, when I read that, I was so amazed, because how incredibly important is that? And talk about taking time to put together a significant, you know, indicating March 20th, it's already the first of spring, at least for us here. And for that to also be the International Day of Happiness, I think that's a really great kickoff to spring for all of us. So, you know, if you find yourself in a store today or somewhere in public and someone comes up to you and hugs you and you don't know them, that might be the reason they're hugging you. There's a lot of people doing a lot of amazing things. There's an incredible happiness conference going on in Australia. There are happiness lunches being held in different places like Brussels and just all types of huge events that people have planned today. And so I think, wow, what a great thing to have happen. We look at the news and we see a lot of, unfortunate news out there. That's hard to keep our attitude positive and stay encouraged. And with this type of thing, I think it's a good idea. If you find yourself somewhere out in public and you may notice that things aren't going well for someone, take a moment maybe and smile and genuinely wish them well. I think we can add a little bit of that to our day today, just to add to the wonderful International Happiness Day. So today we have again a fantastic show. As I mentioned earlier on Transformation Talk Radio, is that the key to becoming the person you were always meant to be lies in recovering a viewpoint that can serve to create a personal anchor in all that you do. We're going to talk about that today, and we're going to talk about a subject that frankly isn't talked about out loud as much as we should talk about it, which is self-value and seeing yourself as your greatest asset. You're going to notice my passion around this subject is very high because it's a subject that I teach, and what I see is a skill that is so important to master. And as we do master it, we are rewarded with being able to create and live a deeply fulfilling, happy, and prosperous life. And, you know, I also today have my wonderful guest, Michael Becker, who's going to share some amazing challenges and insights he's had related to his own experience, recognizing and then having to build his own brand of self-value. And especially, it's often in the business world, a taboo subject from a male's point of view. So he's going to offer us some great perspective in that regard. And what I want to do here quickly for everyone is make sure that we're all on the same page. It's also an area that I talk about, which is really making sure that when you do discuss something, we have so often in this country changed the definition of a lot of different types of words. For example, integrity, consciousness, all of these types of words, a lot of us have unique meanings that we've applied to them. And I always find that you're going to have a much more successful conversation with people if you really make sure that the definitions you're both working with is the same or at least similar enough that you can have a successful conversation about it. So I want to define self-value for me. And when I talk about self-value, I'm talking inclusively about all the common references, which is self-esteem, how we feel about ourselves, how well we accept ourselves, self-confidence, how capable do we think we are to accomplish anything we put our minds to work on, and whether we feel we are capable of changing our life, and self-worth, which is how well we value ourselves and how much we use other people's perspective to measure our own self-worth, and self-image, or what I call the mirror self, which is what you see in the mirror every single day. What do you think and feel about what you see in the mirror when you look at yourself? And of course, how you fit into your life and the world. Because when I use the term self-value, I'm referring to the intellectual, physical, emotional, spiritual, and psychological perception and belief system we hold about ourselves. This encompasses all the areas I just mentioned. And what self-viewpoint do you live from? When I ask that, it's what is the quality level of your internal belief system of who you are, what you are, and how you fit into your life? So, and something I want to point out also is I'd like to just quickly say that I'm not coming from lack of experience in this area. I myself have done a lot of work in improving my own self-value, coming from a very poor viewpoint of myself growing up. not having the support, encouragement, guidance for who I was and what I was capable of. So I've not only spent the time learning about this subject, but I've also lived through it and worked to, you know, successfully overcome it. And it's an incredible thing, because what I absolutely love about this topic is when we master it, everything in our lives changes. And I also want to say that, again, it doesn't take a lifetime. It's about getting started by shifting our viewpoint to looking at ourselves as our own greatest asset, which is so incredibly important. And we also, there's a viewpoint that I really want to share, and it is about what we need to look at when we look at our past. And I'm going to, I'm going to go ahead, we're going to take a break here shortly, and when we come back, I'm going to share this self-value message with everyone. And I'm so excited, I'm going to introduce Michael Becker, who's going to be here as well with us. And so what I want to say to everybody is you're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we will be right back to talk about self-value and raising the quality of how we see ourselves. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back on Inspired Action Radio. And my guest today, Michael Becker, is going to be here shortly. And we're going to be talking about raising the quality of our own viewpoint of how we see ourselves. And that is so important. And as I was mentioning before we took a break, I wanted to share a message out to everyone that I feel is so important for, is a little bit of a kernel that everyone needs to hear. And what I would say is this. I want to mention that if you were someone that had individuals in your life that had authority or power over you, and may have treated you like you were in any way less than or somehow unworthy or not valuable, then think of it this way. It's important to first know that these individuals, as I mentioned in my audio series, is that they can only see as far as their own opinion of themselves. So again, they, I'm sure, were doing the best they could at the time. But however, you've got to realize that it's actually very sad for them because they couldn't see your value at the time. And it didn't take the time, and they didn't take the time to really find out how amazing you actually are. They have truly, whether known or unknown, experienced a great loss in not consciously recognizing you when they had a chance. It's you they missed out on. So it's not poor you because you weren't acknowledged or you weren't mistreated in some way. It's poor them because they didn't get the incredible bonus and value in their life from knowing your greatness. I really love that viewpoint because it is so important for those of us, I'm included, that had a scenario growing up where it was very challenging, very difficult, and we didn't get that message. But now I know that that is the case, and I no longer feel like poor me. I do feel bad for them that they didn't get to know me. So we're going to talk more about this. I want to certainly introduce Michael. He is going to talk with us about his perspective. And first off, I want to just say, Michael is such a great person to talk with about this because not only has he helped many people start their road to success by improving how they see themselves, but he's had to overcome similar challenges. In his career, he's been a president of a successful multi-million dollar company. He's now a business consultant, business success coach, an executive personal life coach. He is a seminar leader in the areas of leadership, personal development. He works with a multitude of temperament and personality success tools. He's worked with a lot of individuals, business owners, managers, that where he's definitely a hands-on kind of coach that helps create change, positive growth, and my favorite, personal achievement. And what I really want to point out is this, that he has a refreshing and honest outlook, which I love, that it's like for being a man in a difficult, sometimes cutthroat business, sometimes environments like that, at the same time, where he also paid attention to recognizing and improving his own viewpoint of how he saw himself. And he was aware of that. So let's all welcome Michael to Inspired Action Radio. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jennifer. And thank you so much for that introduction. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. First, thank you for talking to me about this subject. I know it's a subject to tackle, and you know, I know that it's not talked about a lot. That's why I love talking out loud about it, which is, you know, strangely, again, it's a subject that's overlooked. It's even a bit of a taboo subject because especially in the world of business and employment, usually we are expected to come into, whether it's a job or a career or maybe you're starting a business with a top-notch, high-level self-esteem, self-confidence. Of course, in those environments, self-worth isn't really even discussed. From your perspective, do you think men and women have the same issues in terms of their self-value and their obstacles they face becoming successful?
I think they do on a fundamental level. I think that men and women, I mean, we're genetically very, very much identical. But I think that what happens is, even though on a fundamental level men and women are the same, I think that as we grow up, as we come out of childhood, we are to a very large extent conditioned, whether we're male or whether we're female, to think a certain way, to believe certain things about ourselves, to believe certain things about how life works. And we take different tracks in terms of how we then, you know, display our self-confidence, our self-worth, our self-esteem. So that's what I've seen over the years as I've worked with many, many businesses, owners, managers, as a coach, and with individuals as a coach. I see this consistently, all the time. Both men and women have issues around self-value, and they are difficult enough to talk about. But with women, I've discovered that it is a subject women are willing to talk about. With men, it's a far more difficult subject to talk about. The men feel very, very uncomfortable with talking about that. It makes them feel very vulnerable. It makes them feel like they're not being who they're supposed to be. And so it's just more difficult. It's more difficult to get at it, and men are often more reluctant, sometimes totally unwilling to really get into that area. But women, thankfully, and to their benefit, are seemingly much more open to this conversation about that fundamental belief system you have about yourself, how you see yourself. Because, again, my feeling is, and it's a belief I've developed over the years, that that is the most fundamental thing. Your self-value, everything else in your life that you experience is built on that. If you've got a strong self-esteem, strong self-worth, great self-confidence, and a good self-image, your life is one kind of life. But if you're lacking in those areas, you'll have a different life experience. And so, yes, I think it's a huge area, and I think men and women do have, I mean, I think it's they deal with it differently.
You're so right, because, again, this is a conversation that's not had very often. And talking about it out loud, what I think is so incredibly important is we are able to actually make it become a skill people understand they need to learn. And if they look at that, they'll be able to, in a sense, adjust their viewpoint, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's we go through life, most of us, most of the time, go through life on a kind of autopilot, or as I like to think of it, it's kind of a self-hypnosis. You know, we have these
right.
beliefs, then we step forward into life, into our daily life, and we keep relying on those beliefs that we have, even when they don't serve us. And that's the irony of the whole situation, because oftentimes the beliefs we step into daily life and begin doing are not really helping us. We think they are, just because we're used to them. They're habits. We do them, and we think, oh, it should all work out. But if we made a slight shift in some of those beliefs, we would experience life very, very differently.
Right. And looking at it from the perspective that we look at it as though, well, there's a group out there that looks at transformation, looks at personal development, and wants to consciously improve themselves. So they're easily talking about some of these types of things. But there's also a group out there that are very serious. They're going forward. They're trying to get their careers on track, trying to get maybe just a job to work out, you know, in this economy. And they aren't necessarily talking about this, which is the difference in the fact that really everyone needs to be talking about it, because, again, it's a skill that we in fact need to master. And it's not about just looking at the self-help kind of guru type of, you know, concept. It's really about, this is a skill everyone needs to look at by just shifting viewpoints, not so much about so much self-exploration, which I think scares people sometimes, but the skill of learning to shift your viewpoint slightly and look at yourself as an incredible asset that you can in fact utilize going forward in your pursuit of success.
You're absolutely right.
And we're going to talk more about this. I have a really great question that I want to ask you, Michael, related to why people are not putting themselves on the list. And that's a really important subject, too. And we'll talk about the list in just a moment. We'll be right back. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio, Jennifer B. And we're going to take a break and come right back talking to my great guest, Michael Becker. Stay tuned.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio. My guest today is Michael Becker, and we are talking about raising the quality of how we see ourselves by shifting our viewpoint. And I am also, before we go get started here, I want to make sure that we have some contact information out there for you all. A couple of websites to contact us on, which is InspiredActionRadio.com and also ConsciousProductCenter.com. And Michael, could you give everyone your direct email contact information?
Sure. Mine is Michael, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at ConsciousProductCenter.com.
Excellent. Now, we were just talking about, again, self-value. And Michael, can you share, first off, your perspective on the interesting point as to why, when we're asked to list our greatest assets in our life, why is it that 90% of the time we wouldn't put ourselves on the list?
Well, that is a very interesting question, because I think it's one of those questions that a lot of people, if you ask them, I don't know that they'd even know what you're talking about. But here's my perspective on it. Putting yourself as your number one asset is critical for success in all areas of your life. But now here's where the problem comes. If you listen to that, there's a problem inherent in what I just said, which is that a lot of people, if they see themselves putting themselves first at the top of the list as important, as their greatest asset, they see that, and we're taught this, that you're being arrogant or you're being selfish or both.
Right.
And that, you know, we're just taking too much for ourselves. And I think, I'll give you an example in the coaching work that I do, and I'm trying to help people see themselves as their greatest asset. That's where I see all kinds of resistance coming at me. And it's usually in that form of, God, that sounds awful selfish. It sounds like, God, I sound like a really arrogant person. But the irony is, if you look at successful people who are, and I don't mean just monetarily successful, but people who are successful in all areas of their life, if you dig a little bit with them, you will discover that they see themselves as their greatest asset. They simply recognize it. And once you recognize it, you're able to utilize it in a really positive way every single day. So I see that as, you know, a huge, huge area that people have to change their perspective and start seeing themselves as their greatest asset.
Right. And, well, what are some of the challenges that you've had to personally face that you now recognize and attribute maybe to having a low-quality viewpoint of your own self-value?
Yeah, that's, you know, again, our own personal stories. We all have them. But in my case, it was a situation where I came from a family where both my parents came from very, very, shall we say, humble beginnings. They were both, you know, grew up in poor families. And so there was always this feeling that they had that, I mean, I didn't know this as a child, but looking back now, I realized that they weren't, you know, their self-worth, their self-esteem, and certainly their self-confidence was not that great. And when that's how you feel and you have children, that's what you portray to your children. That's the message they get. And that was certainly the message that I got. That, you know, we don't have a lot of money, we don't have a lot of capabilities. And although it was never said, there was the implication that, you know, don't strive too high, because don't strive right. for too much, because you're not likely to achieve it, and you really don't want to be disappointed. So aim low, and then you're sure to achieve it.
Right.
kind of the mentality, yeah.
Right. And that is a wonderful example, really, of what subconsciously a lot of us do have this, what I call, it's sort of an invisible, transparent belief inside of us.
That's exactly right. That's a great phrase, that the concept of a transparent belief. You might explain that.
Well, the idea of, for example, for me, I love giving this example because it's a clear example of when I discovered what an invisible belief was and transparent belief was, which is I had this strange fear of bees when I was younger, and I couldn't understand it, but it was irrational. It literally put me in dangerous situations because all I'd have to hear is the buzzing sound around me. And I would suddenly have, rather than any kind of response, I'd react to it. My palms would immediately get sweaty, and my heart rate would go up. I was in a situation one time where I was in a moving vehicle. It wasn't even moving very fast, thank goodness, but it was still moving, and a large bumblebee came out of the dashboard right at me, and I'm ready to get out of the vehicle, regardless of whether it's moving or not. So it was an irrational fear. And what I found through the work that I've done for myself is I found out that there was this little experience I had when I was a small girl that not only was I stung very badly, which I didn't even remember this until I did the work to discover this experience I had, and I was stung. And right after that, I was crying and getting quite dramatic. And when I came into the room to express my dismay as a little girl, it was just bad timing, and I was punished for being loud, and just was kind of a twofold punishment. First, I got stung and I didn't know what it was and what was happening in a sensitive spot. And then I also was getting punished by that as well. That experience embedded this belief inside of me that bees were responsible and very, very, very dangerous. And clearly, it just was a reaction that came over time. And suddenly, there it is. I have an irrational fear of bees. But when I discovered that belief, that memory of that experience, it went away. It was an immediate transition. It didn't take any time at all, and it was really incredible. So when I talk about invisible or transparent beliefs, I'm talking about sometimes we hold a belief about something that we have that affects our behavior, and we're not so aware that
exactly.
We're doing it.
And I see that so often as I'm doing my coaching work, that people, sometimes I can see them before they can, because again, they've got some blocks around them, and they're not comfortable with them, and they really sometimes don't want to express them. But I can sometimes see it when I'm talking with people, just by how they say things, their body language, their facial expression. I can see that there's some area that's difficult, that's challenging. But again, it's very freeing, very liberating to be able to get at something and be able to see it for what it really is, rather than the belief that you've created around what it is that probably isn't even correct. It's probably not true. I mean, a bee isn't going to kill you unless you're allergic to bees, isn't likely to kill you. It's not even likely to sting you, but that wasn't the issue, was it? It was something
right.
with belief or beliefs you had around that experience that you weren't even aware of, and that is... That's the work that we all have to do to become aware, and I can't stress that enough. The answer to so many questions in life is awareness, and it's an easy word to say, but sometimes becoming aware can be a process. It can be a process.
Right, and that's incredibly important, but what I always think about when awareness is talked about is our attention. Because if we put 100% of our attention on something, we more easily and quickly can gain awareness from it. But if we do what we all so often do, which is the multitasking we do in our lives, which then causes really fragmented attention on so many other things, that we really don't gain that dramatic awareness, and it takes a lot longer. Wouldn't you agree?
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, there's enough issues in life. You don't want to delay things. You want to get to things as quickly as you can. Otherwise, many, sometimes years or even decades can go by, and you're not getting past something that if it came into your awareness, you could deal with it, and you could probably deal with it pretty easily.
Right, right. It is a fascinating subject, and I think what I want to do, especially when we come back from the break, is that I want to explore a little bit of the practicality of this and kind of personalize this so you know, we can really apply it immediately. What are the things that we can see? What can we do daily on a practical level that is also part of inspired action for us that can actually start to move us forward, which I think is what we're all trying to do. So much time, a lot of time goes by, multitasking, the world being multitaskers as they are, that's one of our problems, is so much time goes by, suddenly we wake up a week later, a month later, a year later, and we're really in the same position we were before. Where are we making that progress? So anyway, what I want to do, of course, before we take a break, Michael, go ahead and give your email contact information out one more time for everyone.
Yes, it's michael@consciousproductcenter.com.
Excellent. This is Jennifer B. with Inspired Action Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the simple ways to recognize when we can use a bit of an upgrade in the quality of how we see ourselves and how to practically apply it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I know we've been talking a lot today about our viewpoint of how we see ourselves. And as we were just discussing, I would like to talk about a few simple ways that we can recognize when, in fact, it might benefit us to, we could use a bit of an upgrade in how we see ourselves, looking at the level we're at, the quality level we're at. And there are a few simple, simple clues that would benefit us just to take a look at in our daily lives. And one thing I want to say is also looking at it from the perspective of what an authentic self-value, high-quality, authentic self-value versus an incomplete, fragmented self-value viewpoint is. And really the differences where you fall in that frame is really about looking around your life. What does your life look like? How do you conduct yourself? Who do you surround yourself with? That's extremely important. Who do you surround yourself with? And looking at as well, how much fear exists in your life? If we were to put our attention on that point, we would come up with something, wouldn't we? I think we all have these, just a little bit of a touch of when one thought comes into our minds, a little bit of fear comes in there. Take a look at that. And of course, you know, unfortunately today with all that's going on in the world, if you're someone who watches the news a lot, you're going to see some things that scare you, that can scare you. And so that's important to realize that it's up to us to manage our own self-value. So in fact, if you're doing that, if you're watching a lot of news and you're getting upset about a lot of things that are going on in the world, you really need to look at very important concept, balance. I'm talking about a balance scale. I personally have this great visual in my office, and I look at it every day. It's this beautiful, unique, ornate balance scale. It's got beautiful little crystals hanging on it, and I have that for one purpose, and that purpose is to look at the positive and negative of my day from my thoughts. What are my thoughts doing? How am I feeling? And if I get caught up in any kind of negativity, which we are all human, we're going to get caught up in that. If I get caught up in that, then I have a chance. I look at that balance scale and realize, oh my gosh, this is why I'm stuck in that negative frame where I need to add some positive into my day because I care enough about myself. I value myself enough that that's extremely important to me. And so, again, what am I using? The greatest tool in my toolbox. I'm using my attention. And I'm putting my attention on watching my thoughts, watching my actions. How often do you find yourselves possibly criticizing others? How often are you having conversations with others that you might want to look at? This is another clue, everyone. And everybody falls in this category. Every once in a while we do this because it's a common cultural behavior, which is when we're talking to others in conversation, does that conversation actually go into a direction where you're talking about someone that is not there, but the conversation is negative about that person that's not there? How often does that happen? How often are you having those conversations where you've just talked about somebody on a negative level, and you two left that conversation where the other person is feeling somewhat dismayed and negative about that person that wasn't there? That's a clue to pay attention to the idea of mastering the skill of on what level of our quality of our viewpoint of ourselves. Because if you feel 100% high quality viewpoint of all the different levels of self-value, all you want is good for others. You want them to succeed as much as you personally want to succeed. Another great clue is how well do you take or do you give compliments? How often are you giving compliments? And when you give those compliments to others, How are you expecting anything in return? What are you giving the compliments for? This is another area where we just need to put our attention on that aspect of how often we're giving compliments, how often we're showing our gratitude towards someone else, or simply letting them know that, wow, you're doing really well. And a big one, which is what I found last week when I was delivering a self-value class, a seminar, which is there are a number of people in the group. They had a high comfort of giving compliments, but when I asked how well do you receive a compliment, wow, the majority of the room, everyone's head was shaking no. It was really fascinating. And the idea that some people feel very comfortable giving a compliment, but they're not comfortable receiving a compliment from somebody. They're either feeling embarrassed or possibly ashamed or just uniquely, it just is not a comfortable experience to have someone give them a compliment. And that's a clue that that type of the feeling itself means that if you were to take your incredibly valuable tool, your attention, and put it on the skill of looking at yourself from the viewpoint that you, in fact, are an incredibly valuable asset, from the viewpoint, too, of whatever in your life you have as a valuable asset that you think in your mind and you treat that asset, whether it's your house or your bank account, or maybe you have something valuable in your home that you treat delicate and sacredly, or maybe it's your children. There is a level at which you treat things and people where you consider them a valuable asset. I'm simply saying shift the viewpoint to where you look at yourself as that valuable. So if you have a dream, that dream is incredibly valuable because we are incredibly valuable. So it's really an amazing tool that if we use in our toolbox can enhance our success in an amazing way. And Michael, do you want to share any tips with folks today related to this?
Wow, what you just said was just quite amazing, actually. That really gets to the heart of it. You know, the idea that we have to start seeing ourselves as incredibly valuable, as are all the people around us. We're all unique. We're all valuable. And all of those things, you know, the self-esteem, the self-worth, the self-confidence, all comes together to create our attitude, you know, how we go into the world. That's our attitude. And I would just say one thing. It's a phrase we've all heard, which is...
We only have a minute left, so...
Yeah, attitude is everything. And I would say is attitude isn't everything. It's the only thing. So that's what I would put into it.
Excellent. I want to thank you, Michael, for being here with me today and sharing such great information. And I certainly want to also offer everybody contact information again, inspiredactionradio.com and consciousproductcenter.com. I also want to let everybody know that if they go to the website, they can put their email, name and email in there, and plus if they send us an email, we will be happy to send out a really incredible audio about this subject to you all. So next week we're going to be talking about a powerful, inspired action that can come from being involved in a mastermind process with others. So I just have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'm looking forward to seeing you here next time at 1 Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.